We are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha and Officer John Thomas from the Elizabethtown Police Department. Congratulations to our winner on the impossible question. That was Susie Woodcock from Litchfield. According to a new study, 20% of Americans say they met their spouse while doing this, and the answer is traveling. So I'm 20%. I mean, not a big number, which I wouldn't expect it to be a big number.
That's a significant chunk, though.
It is, though.
I mean, if you're traveling, that's probably not the first thing in your mind that you're going to meet your spouse.
It right.
Happens.
Right.
So for those of you who may be struggling with singleness, get out there and travel.
Go travel.
That could
more.
Be the key.
And it doesn't have to be a long distance.
No.
It could be down the highway.
Sure.
You know, like that one caller said. So now we're going to go to our morning conversation. That is, what is not a religion, but people treat it like it is?
That's juicy.
Yeah, this could go from one extreme to the other, but this is things like one person said an air fryer. You know, people okay. love their air fryers, and other people like CrossFit.
Okay, now that would be on the top, in my top 10. Yeah.
Okay. We did have somebody call and said church, and I asked him, what do you mean church? And he said that physical building. Because the church is not the building.
That is
the
correct.
The church is the people.
That's right.
So I thought that was an interesting answer. Then some other people on Facebook have said, like, coffee places. You know, the chain
So coffee. You're a coffee connoisseur.
Yeah.
And
you're kind of a coffee connoisseur, but you don't, like, necessarily go to those places. You just like your coffee.
Right. I like good coffee. I mean, I'm a grind up my own beans and make it in the French press kind of guy, but
but that's not your religion.
It is definitely not my religion.
Some people are talking about restaurants, specifically chicken restaurants, sports. I mean, it really could be anything.
I would say that a religion, or what might make something a religion for people, is they talk about it, they think about it, prioritize it. So if you know someone, well, on any level, you know what their religion is because it's what they talk about, it's what they spend their time doing, it's what they think about, it's what they prioritize.
That's a good way to put it. It's what's important to you, what's
sure.
most important to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take long to figure that out
it
on
does
somebody.
Not. It really doesn't.
Some people are very transparent with it, and I guess it could be a good thing or a bad
it's
thing,
kind
depending
of our
on
nature.
What it is.
We need some kind of higher meaning. So whatever kind of is our higher meaning, what is our driving force, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Before you go.
Hey, Quixie.
Hi. Y'all had a question you asked on the air, and I think I have a good answer for it.
About what's not a religion, but people treat it like it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first thing that came to my mind was social media, like Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. You were so right.
That's.
I feel like people, that is like the one thing that they care about and that they held high above everything else. Including friends and family sometimes. It's crazy.
That's an interesting thought because I think you're right. I think a lot of people, they kind of live in that alternate dimension. They don't want to think about the real world, so they're in a constant digital world, and social media kind of provides that. So that's an interesting
Absolutely.
Thought.
Yeah, and sometimes they, it kind of, like religion will guide you in certain ways in your life and what you do in life. I feel like that's exactly what social media does for some people. It guides them on what they want to do in life and what kind of person they want to be based on how other people are. And it's something that completely takes over some people's minds, I think.
I think you're exactly right. That is an excellent point.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Of course. Thank you.